This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Good morning. Diving full bore into summer now. It's the Medicine Ball Caravan here on KRVS. I'm Cecil Doyle. Last day of June, moving into the 4th of July. Everyone's at their summer vacation. It seems like half of the people I know are out somewhere. We're right here. We'll be bringing you music for the next 60 minutes, as we do every Monday through Thursday. Last Friday, tickets went on sale for the upcoming performance by Crosby, Stills, and Nash at the Sanger Theater in New Orleans. They'll be playing in August. We're going to listen to a track from their 2012 live album. And we'll hear from the group Red Molly. Laurie McAllister, Abby Gartner, and Molly Venter. They have a new release called The Red Album. We'll listen to a track from them as well. Well, let's start off with John Hiatt. He's been ever prolific. I guess he's never got, never out of something to say. His new release on New West Records will be entitled Terms of My Surrender. From it, this is Long Time Coming.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Said a long time coming, been a long time gone. Stood right here, whispered in my ear, all the love gone wrong. I've been living my life like a howling wind, and I can't put out this flame. Friend of mine said a long time coming, coming back again. All this time the wheel's been turning, turning like a screw. Down some roads of silver and gold, but I couldn't never find you. Been living my life like a lonesome whistle blowing, now I can't turn back. Friend of mine said a long time coming, coming down the track. still see you there in that silver blue air, and I never have moved on. Friend of mine said a long time coming, I'm just a long time gone. Friend of mine said a long time coming, I'm a long time gone.
Time. ought to be a
But you know, the darkest hour now is always, always before you're gone. Yeah. I get a bit to be headlong, a bit to be headlong, a bit to be headlong. My sin, not nearly clean enough, and so I tied it on, and then I jumped right in.
Nice new recording by the trio known as Red Molly. They are Laurie McAllister, Abby Gartner, and Molly Venter. Their new release is called The Red Album. They put it out themselves, and that's the opening track, Clinch River Blues. Before that, Crosby, Stills, and Nash from their 2012 tour with Long Time Gone. And we heard John Hiatt, his upcoming release, Terms of My Surrender, from New West Records. We heard the opening track of that upcoming album, Long Time Coming. Cecil Doyle here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. It is 15 minutes past the hour. Looking at the weather, hot, summertime, full blast. High today of 92, humid, heat indexes of around 103. South winds at 10 miles per hour, clear overnight with a low of 76. Currently it's 87. And just a few clouds out there, sunny, here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Got music by Crooked Still. Going back just a couple of years to their Friends of Fall album. Listen to them cover the Beatles. But first up, this is the San Francisco outfit known as Gaucho. The release is entitled Pearl. And it also features vocalist Tamar Korn. This is Sing On, Odessa, Sing On.
as an African queen. She eating 12 chapatis and cream. She tastes as Mongolian lamb. She coming from Aldebaran. What a shame Mary Jane had to pay the party. Like to be married with Yeti. He grooving such cookie spaghetti. She jumping as Mexican bean to make that her body more thin. What a shame Mary Jane had a pain at the party. What a shame Mary Jane, what a shame Mary Jane had a pain at the party. She catch Patagonian pancakes with that one them gin party makes. She having always good contacts. She making with apple and contract. What a shame Mary Jane had a pain at the party. What a shame Mary Jane, what a shame Mary Jane had a pain at the party.
Thank you.
Hey, you with me? You drifting too? From 1968 and the sessions for the White Album, credited to the Beatles, released on the 1996 Anthology 3 album, but originally intended for a Plastic Ono Band release. This was actually going to be one side of a single, and the other side was supposed to be You Know My Name, Look Up the Number, but both were eventually released under the Beatles. That's actually John Lennon along with George Harrison, Yoko Ono, and Mal Evans with What's the New Mary Jane. Before that, Crooked Still, covering We Can Work It Out, the Beatles classic from their Friends of Fall album, and we began that set of music with Gaucho, featuring Tamar Korn, the group out of San Francisco doing Sing On, Odessa Sing On. Their Porto Franco label release is entitled Pearl. A playlist for all of the tracks being spun on the Caravan can be viewed on our website at krvs.org while the program's happening. For the past couple of months or so, we've been spinning tracks by mid-60s Lafayette area group Thomas Edison's Electric Light Bulb Band, and the group that formed out of that, they morphed into a group called basically the same band almost, Zyder Z in the 70s. And actually, one of these Mondays, possibly next Monday, we'll have on the Caravan drummer for the group, Gary Simon Bertrand, and possibly Richard Orange, if we can arrange a telephone hookup, talk about the two groups. And we've been spinning stuff, and Gary has been kind enough to let me have recordings by both groups. The Thomas Edison's Electric Light Bulb Band album, just recently issued this year, has been those recordings from a lost tape just issued late last year, and just last week they put it out on vinyl. They've also given me some tapes, a few tapes of unreleased tracks by the group Zyder Z. From it, this is a song called After the Shine's Gone. 1973, Zyder Z here on the Caravan.
Thank you.
After the Shine's Gone. Recorded at Glazer Studios in Nashville, Tennessee in 1973. That's Lafayette Area Group Zyder Z. These are their early years. We'll be right back.
When you pass by, my pulse starts beating fast. My love's so strong that it just lasts and lasts. I can't help myself for the way. I must be mad. I must be mad.
Medicine Ball Caravan here on KRVS, and that was the early British psych group The Craig with I Must Be Mad from 1966. Before that, the early years from just a few years ago, maybe 10, All Ones and Zeros from their debut album, and we started with Zyder Z, recorded in 1973 with After the Shine's Gone. Here on the Caravan on KRVS, stay tuned. Coming up next at 12 noon, it's Harpistry with Valerie Green. And coming up right after that, 1 o'clock, it's The Flip Side, Best of Soul Music, right here on Public Radio. We've got the sounds of, actually, I think I brought the wrong CD. We're going to see, we've got something from the 60s coming up, and I'll figure out what it is as soon as we get to it.
This thing that you're catching makes you feel like scratching, but you don't know where to hit. And your right hand knows what your left hand's doing, but you don't know which is which.
Just the same. said the straight man to the late man, where have you been? I've been here and I've been there and I've been in between. I talk to the wind. Thank you.
clumsily making our way to midday here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. Sounds of King Crimson, going back to 1968. The very first release in the Court of the Crimson King. Greg Lake doing lead vocals on that album. I Talk to the Wind. Before that, the ever-present Fullness, a Los Angeles White Whale single from 1967, produced by Bones Howe. The group never really did last very long. They pretty much disbanded after the release of this fine single. It was called Darlin', You Can Count on Me. And before that, I think I played The Chimes, He's Not There Anymore. And in the background, Harvey Anderson, late 1950s, doing a number called Monday Night at 8 p.m. Close out the caravan with the tune I originally was intending on playing about 15 minutes ago for a mix-up. Before that, a reminder that the Medicine Ball Caravan was produced live, as you can tell, in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Who joined you in support of this station? I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks for tuning in. Come on back. We'll do it again tomorrow. We're going to close out with a Darren record single from the UK from 1968, a much overlooked band from the psych pop era, fronted by vocalist Mike Paddo and Ollie Halsall on guitar and vibes. This is the group Time Box. And gone is the sad man. Sad man, see you tomorrow.